You can consider this another Johnny Nugget. I don't think I have to say a lot right now, but it is still a very important concept, and it is friendship. If you listen to the bonus episode where I had Rhea and Davis, that's Davis Victor, come to talk about, meeting your own people. We talked about friendship there. And after that podcast, after that recording we had together, and some recent experiences that I've observed, it was like a reaffirmation for myself that I need to have true and real friends. No offense to whoever is my friend that's listening to it now. Trust me, you're also my true and real friends. But on the level I'm talking about this, on a level of mostly around accountability. And I'm going to use different scenarios to explain this. Now that I've started recording, it feels like this is probably going to be more than a nugget. But yeah, let's see how far we can take this. So let's go back to, or I'm going to take you back to when I used to dance. So there's this style of dance called crump. It's a sort of energetic, aggressive style of hip-hop dance. And in this crump kind of dance, it also has a culture, like a crump culture, that enforces you to be in something we call a fam, right? A family, right? So we call it a fam. So you can be part of a fam, and that fam is going to have a name. So for me, I was, and I still am, right, part of a fam called the Quake Fam. And my role, or my title in the fam, my position in the fam at the time, was I was Boy Fam, right? So Boy Quake, rather. So the name of the fam is Quake Fam, and I was Boy Quake. You know, just like I am in the Shosanya family, and my name is Olumide Dixon Shosanya. So you have like your own name, you know, attached to the fam name. So I was Boy Quake, and it was really cool because we would dance together, and there was always session time. There was a particular time every week where we had to meet, we had to practice together, improve on ourselves, get better. And I was just thinking back to those periods and applying those principles back into life and seeing that if you're building friendship with people, you need to have an opportunity to build friendship with people on a level where there's some sort of accountability within you guys, such that this person cannot do something if they don't see that you're doing the same thing. Bring it into academics. If you have that kind of structure or that kind of culture in your academics, you have a group of people, a group of friends, or just even one other friend, such that this person cannot be reading and find and see that you're not reading, and then they can continue to read in peace. Like, they are always disturbed that you're not reading too, and you must join them to continue to read. This person cannot walk into an examination hall and there's probably an exam that wants to start, and then they can dare to start writing the examination without seeing you. Probably you'd almost always be going to the examination theater or the lecture together. And some people might not entirely enjoy or really fancy this particular system, because you might think, you know, you enjoy being a lone wolf. And I used to be in that category of thought. In fact, I still am, until very, very recently, where I don't think I potentially have it yet, but I am constantly always looking for it. Well, since I realized it, which is actually very recently, like maybe last month or so. And I'm like, okay, I need to build a sort of friendship that actually serves as some sort of accountability, such that I know deeply that I am truly in some sort of partnership with this person, some life partnership with this person on a particular level. And the graceful thing about something like this is that you can have different people spread across different areas of your lives to achieve this with you. You can have someone who would always make sure you practice your singing. You can have another person who would always make sure that you guys read together. You can have another person who would always make sure that you are growing, you know, your career growth, you know, is always on point, you know, and things like that. I think for me, where that particular part of my life is kind of locked in with some sort of accountability partners, probably in the engineering side of my life. I think that career-wise and in software engineering generally, I have people who would always, you know, be very, very open to share opportunities, willing to see, okay, how far have you grown, guys? What are you doing right now? You know, how are we going to the next level? And I always like to be that kind of person to other people. But certain recent events just made me realize that I need to integrate it in other areas of my life and probably have a set of friends or people that understands the whole of me, such that I don't just show you the part that I want you to see, because I do that a lot for many of my friends, and I know that's like entirely my fault. So I need to give myself the realization that I can be a complete person to everybody, such that eventually I can definitely choose my circle based on people who truly understand the whole MIDI and not just the engineering MIDI or the you know, psychology MIDI or the academic MIDI or the, you know, love, you know, part of MIDI. You know MIDI for who he is, for every area that he is. You appreciate him for that, and you guys have certain bond or certain areas that make you really, really connect, such that there's some level of accountability within you guys. I think the highlight is really just putting yourself in a clique of friendship that always keeps you accountable and are also highly loyal, truly loyal to you. It's very, very important. I think it's very, very important, and it's something you should consider looking and integrating into your daily life. That's going to be all. Thank you for listening.